Your Money Replay from Money FM 89.3. Money and Me on Your Money, only on Money FM 89.3.
I'm joined by Freddie Lim, CIO of Stashaway, and today we are talking about income portfolios. How do you get one? Freddie Lim here to also share his thoughts on what's shaping markets, what markets are talking about today. The US, Europe, $7.5 billion worth of tariffs set to be imposed on European imports. What does this mean for investors? Is the US economy slowing down? And what does this mean for investing in the S&P 500? Also, WeWork. We know that Fitch has downgraded WeWork after an aborted IPO has left a financing hole. What does this mean for you, investors? All that coming your way on the program. But first, good morning, Freddie.
Morning.
Good to have you with us. So first start, we are talking, we built a whole show around an income portfolio. Tell us what that concept means.
Well, income portfolio means that you have a portfolio of assets that generate high quality cash flow for you. So the majority of your return is not related to the market, but it's more fixed. So it's fixed income. Cash flow generation.
That's what we want to hear on this show. Fixed income, not dependent on the market. What differentiates this from what we also hear bandied about, the growth portfolio?
Growth portfolios, obviously, has its own role. When you are a younger person, you need more growth. But when, as you progress through life and into a middle age cycle, you needed to generate passive income. So at some point, everybody needed a certain percentage of growth and a certain percentage of income. When you're younger, more growth. When you're older, more income, more certainty. Pay bills when you're tired, for
magic
example.
Words. Yes, yeah. Magic words on this show. What are some of the common myths about income portfolios are there that you would like to slay?
Well, some people went too far when it comes to income. Too much high-yielding target. When it comes to income, there will be a certain point when the yield level is too high. It tells you that something is wrong with that portfolio of assets. Why is somebody promising to pay you that much regular income? So you're better off investing in the stock markets in a diversified manner than going for high yield. So at some point, you need to focus on quality.
Well said. What are the dangers of investing in an income portfolio without having a proper understanding of how to build one?
Some of the danger relates to what we just said about taking
looking
too
for
much,
those yields, right?
Yeah, too much risk and also being too concentrated. Oh. There's some people who just offer you a certain yield targeting to your preference, but how many names are inside the portfolio? How many types of assets are in the portfolio? Oftentimes, you have a very concentrated structure that they meet your yield target. As for Stashaway, this particular income portfolio has 542 securities across six different asset classes in Singapore, with a click of a button.
Okay, we'll come to your new income portfolio in just a second. But first, I want to talk a little bit about some of the risks that investors should take note of when looking at building an investment portfolio as a whole, and maybe how we can avoid falling into some of these pitfalls that arise.
Number one, risk first, then return. We can't just think about return without caring about my personal risk profile, my tolerance. Is it compatible with the particular assets? If I took too much risk, I just look at the S&P 500, but I'm a conservative person. I can't take those swings. I can't have 100% in the S&P 500. Maybe it's 30% in stocks and maybe 30% in bonds, maybe commodities, maybe natural resources, maybe REITs. I need to balance it and diversify it.
Fantastic. Great. So that's number one.
Number one.
Mm-hmm. Any others?
Number two, risk. Number three, risk.
Okay. All right. So, okay, we come down to Stashaway. You are one of many on Singapore's robo-advisory scene. I wonder if you can share with our listeners a little bit about what the term robo-advisor is with relation to what you provide.
Well, we prefer the term robo-investing platforms or digital wealth managers because the advisory component could include insurance planning, estate planning. We are very focused on the investing part of it. So the industry is. And so as a digital wealth manager, we made it easy for you to onboard, to sign up. It's a click of a button. answer a few questions, upload your documents, profile your life goals, set up portfolios within 15 minutes. So that's the easy part. It can be a month-long process with traditional fund managers. So number one, automated processes, making it easy, making it fluid, enjoyable for the user to sign up. That's number one.
Okay.
And oftentimes, our portfolios are global, highly diversified, and there's no minimum balance. For example, Stashaway, there's no requirement. 82 cents, a dollar, a million, it didn't matter. You are serviced the same way nonetheless.
Okay. Here's a question from a listener. Will Stashaway include UK-listed ETFs as the current offering by Stashaway's US ETFs, which has 30% withholding tax?
Very good question. Thank you for that. When it comes to that sort of thing, you need to look at the net numbers. So our strategy has been on the fixed income side, we can actually reclaim most of those dividend taxes from the bond funds that we've chosen, as long as you qualify under the interest rule in the US, which encourages foreign investors to invest in US companies. As long as those earnings are coming from US sources, we can reclaim it in the next tax reporting cycle. But on the equity side, you're right, there is a 30% dividend tax we have on and all that. But that's where you should focus on minimizing the impact. So choose funds that is more focused on reinvestment rather than distribution. However, if you want to do a high-yielding strategy, you should be in European listed exchanges. So that's a very good question. It actually, our strategy so far is very reinvestment-focused and bond-focused, which reclaims a lot. But going forward, yeah, we are always looking out for more sources of asset classes to track.
Here's another question, Freddie. Will we get to see what ETFs Stashaway purchases in our portfolio investment?
Absolutely. You see way more than that. You can see it as the ETF level. You can click on a specific line item. You see description. You see a dividend tab that's been paid. You see the taxes has been withheld. Nothing is left unreported on the platform. And so it's full transparency.
Okay, good to know. Moving on to Stashaway's new income portfolio. I promise we'd talk about this. How does it differ from other income portfolios available on the market?
Well, it's much more diversified. Six asset classes going from Singapore government bonds to high-grade agency bonds, high-quality investment-grade bonds to REITs to a bit of a Straits Times Index. That's the interesting bit. We're using the stock market to hedge the bond side. Mm. Most people would think the other way around. Mm. Oh, I have a stock market. I need some bonds and go.
Yes.
But when the stock market does really well, the fixed income, the safe assets, could lose a few percentage point too. So you just need to find the right ratio. You still need some equities, dividend-paying stocks, to hedge your bond holding. And you get pay on both sides. Because listeners, we are very lucky being in Singapore. Our equity markets is very dividend-focused. It's some of the highest-yielding stock markets in the world. And we can use that to augment our bond portfolio, a small percentage of it.
Interesting approach to hedging. So tell us, how can retail investors, what can they look to benefit from Stashaway's new income portfolio?
Well, you get high quality here. You get stability. You get this regular stream of income that comes in. So you can plan your retirement. You can plan your lives. Even before retirement, if you're looking for passive income, instead of me, I have my day job and then I have a side business. A side business not liquid, whereas a Stashaway income portfolio produces passive income for you. But there's click of a button before you can unwind it and get your money back, like within 2 days, 1 to 2 days, depending on bank-to-bank delays. But that's a lot of liquidity.
It is, yeah.
I don't recommend thinking about that because
it's meant to generate income. You're not supposed to look at it in the short
term. It takes time to generate income. You need to accrue. But if you need the money because of emergency, you can.
That's always a concern
That's right.
for retail investors, for sure.
Liquidity.
What are the fees involved?
It depends on your asset size. Mm. It goes from 0.2% for $1 million and above to 0.8% for very small balances, less than $25,000.
How will the economic regime-based asset allocation play a part in how investors' finances will be invested?
Well, thank you for the wonderful question again. Obviously, a very well-informed reader, because economic regime-based asset allocation, we call it ERA, E-R-A-A. It's not a lady, but it's our investment framework. What it does is it looks at economic data and forward-looking indicators on economies around the world when it allocates assets. And at the moment, we have gone in a more defensive mode, all-weather strategy for non-US global economies. The US is still in a growth situation, less so than before. But because Singapore is part of the global non-US economies, we activated the risk shoe for the income portfolio. We went more defensive, we went for more quality. We're trying to get that cash flow for you with more certainty.
Okay. Yeah. Speaking of the how things are shaping up in the US, let's take a look at what markets are talking about and hear Freddie's opinion on these big moves. What should investors take note of where the US economic slowdown is concerned? Is it a good time to look at investing in the S&P 500 now?
Well, first, the US is still growing, just growing slower. We do have a lot of annoyances in the near term. We'll talk about that, impeachment inquiry. We have tariff going with Europe and lots of noises in the near term. But as to timing the market, be very careful. It's generally not recommended for the majority of investors. We prefer you have an investment plan. Every month, how much money you made minus how much money you spend, that's your net savings. Invest those savings. Because it's a regular, systematic plan, when the markets are down, your this month's saving gets you more unit of the underlying assets, in this case, your S&P 500. But because you haven't put your whole net worth into this thing, you wouldn't probably be that emotional and overreact. The key is not to get knocked out by the market in the near term. The key is to stay invested to realize those long-term returns. Long-term returns, 9.8% of S&P last 20 years.
Yeah. Much better compared to the STI.
If you try to time it, and if you miss the best 10 days in the 25-year period, just 10 best days, the return goes down from 9.8 to 6.3.
Wow.
You miss another 10 best days, 3.1.
Whoa.
Yes, there's a lot of costs of missing out. You need to have a plan that helps you stay invested.
So if that you're nervous, you don't get KO'd by the market.
Don't get KO'd. Yes, that's a great way to say it.
Okay, things really heating up. Let's talk about those movements. US and Europe, big news today when it came to trade tensions. The Trump administration set to impose $7.5 billion worth of tariffs on European imports. This following a World Trade Organization ruling in favor of the US, and the tariffs will kick in October 18th, affecting everything from Gouda cheese to single malt whiskey and even airplanes. So are there sectors or markets that investors should avoid? What does this all mean for investors?
Well, for one, the number is very small. So in terms of impact on specific sectors, it's still going to be very small as well. Unfortunately, here's the bad news. It came at the wrong time. There's so many other negative stuff going on in the world right now. So this is adding to the negative sentiment. So instead of a sector to avoid, it probably makes people more worried about markets in general.
Yes.
And there will be retaliation from the European side. Because a year ago, they've been talking about it. And the European side guarantee retaliation. So your Harley Davidson is going to be more expensive, for one. Maybe some cheeses. And yeah, things are going to get a bit more expensive, a little bit.
Whiskey.
Yeah, whiskey for sure.
There'll
be retaliations. So it's about face and at the wrong time. It came at the wrong time.
All right. Now, the U.S. impeachment inquiry, big news. What does this mean for investors, though?
Well, since day one when Trump came in, everybody wonders when he's going to get impeached.
Yes.
It's finally happening. The problem is this. Trump is the best choice for markets right now. If you think about what the Democrats are saying, you have Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, and they are about wealth taxes and breaking out big firms, especially big tech firms. And that scares markets. So what happened is the impeachment inquiry is overhanging on the market because the alternative of to Trump is a less business-friendly candidate for general election next year.
Okay. The Trump administration, we go back to the U.S. now, reportedly considering blocking all U.S. financial investments in Chinese companies. It's also floated the idea of delisting Chinese trade firms, firms that trade on U.S. exchanges, I should say. So both these proposals seem to dramatically increase the scope of the U.S.-China trade war. Shouldn't Asian investors be concerned about this?
The truth is, this is just trash talk into next week's round of new talks.
Yep,
you heard. And it was designed to coincide with the timing of the 70th anniversary in China. Mm. And because they knew China would talk about unification, would talk about no external forces would derail China from its global aspirations. They know those rhetorics are going to go up. And so they need to similarly raise the anti-rhetorics in this case. It's just trash talk. The U.S. has already downplayed the significance of this chatters. And in fact, they just said it. It's just they make it sound like a non-event. So they've downplayed it. So don't worry about that one. Worry about something else.
There's plenty to worry about. He's Freddie Lim, CIO of Stashaway. Any final words for investors?
Yes. The power of compounding is the eighth wonder of the world. It means you've got to invest, stay invested in the market. You've got to let time take care of it. So if you're worried about market, not sleeping well, not spending time with your pets, review your risk level. Review your plans. That is more important than timing the markets.
Always great talking to you, Freddie. Thank you so much for coming down, sharing with us what an income portfolio is, what Stashaway offers retail investors, and sharing your perspectives on the latest market movements. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Freddie Lim there.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.